enjoy the way Glenn Miller played.
Songs that made the hit parade.
Guys like us, we had it made. Those were the days.
All in the Family.
And you knew where you were then.
Girls were girls and men were men.
Mister, we could use a man like Herbert Hoover again.
Starring Carol O'Connor, Gene Stapleton, co-starring Rob Reiner, Sally Struthers. Developed and produced by Norman Lear.
G-R-O-S, now red, great. Those were the days.
Hey, Osh, look at this weather you're going to have. Orlando, Florida, high of 84 degrees.
Ah, beautiful.
Hey, maybe you and Ma ought to take bathing suits.
Nah, we ain't going down to Florida to swim. We're going to go down there to see Disney World. And boy, that's going to be something to see. I'm reading here it cost them over $400 million to build. You realize what that comes in dollars and cents?
Hey, I bet Ma was excited when you told her about it.
Oh, hey, excited ain't the word. Boy, But you know, a funny thing happened. I come in and I said, Edith, the lodge is bringing for a special charter flight down there for the weekend, you know? So she starts jumping up and down laughing. And then, I think it was about the third jump, she come down crying.
That's strange.
That's screwy, even for your mother. Hey, Edith, come out of the kitchen. I want to show you something in the magazine here.
She's not here, Daddy. She ran down the market.
Ah, gee, I hope she don't get hung up in them sales down there. She's a sucker for specials. That's why we got 15 pounds of nuts in the closet. We ain't even got a monkey.
Those nuts.
Archie smirks.
Well, you ain't long out of the trees anyway.
Edith runs in.
Hey, there you are. Gee, we're waiting here. We're starved.
Don't rush me, Archie Bunker. You get your dinner on time. You always get your dinner on time. And don't you forget that, neither.
Mom, let me help you with those bags.
Leave me alone.
She charges into the kitchen.
I was going to ask you.
Get out of the way, Glory.
Hey, Edith there. Is something the matter with you?
No.
Well, I just want to know you're all.
Don't argue with me.
Edith, I ain't arguing.
Asking for a fight, you're going to get one. Oh, leave me alone. Damn it.
She runs back to the kitchen, leaving her family stunned.
Did she really say that?
If I didn't hear that with my own ears, I wouldn't believe it.
Listen to that. She never wallops the pots that way. Gee, I don't know what to expect from her next. You know, last night I'm sleeping in a bed there peaceful like a baby. And suddenly I get the feeling that somebody's watching me, you know? So I open up my eyes, and there she is sitting there staring at me. I says, Edith, why are you watching me? She says, what else is there to watch Johnny Carson's off?
I wonder what's got her so upset.
Oh, my, it's so nice to be home.
Hey, Edith, you ain't mad at nothing?
Mad? What would I be mad about? Here's your beer.
Ma, you sure you're all right?
Yeah, I'm fine. Why?
Well, I just, I want you to be all set for the 3-day excursion down to Florida,
oh,
that's all.
Oh, I'm all set. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, that's swell, swell. Hey, look, sit down in your chair, because I want to show you something in the magazine I found there.
Archie shrugs at Michael and Gloria.
There's a whole article in here, read it, on Disney World here. Oh, look at this. Here's the first page. See, Mickey Mouse leading the Grand Parade. Huh? Ain't that cute?
Yeah.
You know, it never occurred to me before. Mickey Mouse is black.
Oh, get out of here. Mickey Mouse ain't got no race. He stands for all men.
That's why Walt made him a mouse.
Listen, don't be putting down Walt Disney. I'm gonna tell you something. There's a guy named Billy Hartfell who works with me down a plant. Now, this is a guy that's been all over the world. He's traveled everywhere, seen everything and done everything. He's got the tattoos to prove it. A guy like Billy Hartfell that tells me that he wants to go to Disney World to die.
On this trip?
No, we did not invest.
Oh, God.
Oh, he's going to give me, though, a couple of them, you know, bright, flowery shirts he's got to wear outside the pants, you know, so I won't look like a tourist down there.
Oh, my, it's hot in here. Open the window, will you, Mike?
It is open, Ma.
It is?
Why am I throwing away money on heat when you got the windows open? Close it.
I want it open.
Edith, I want it closed.
It's my home, too.
All right. We both own a house. We both own a furniture. We both own a window, half and half. I want my half closed. Now, stifle yourself, will you?
Oh, that's a terrible thing to say.
What is stifled?
Yeah, how can you say that to me?
I've been saying that to you for years, Edith. Now, will you stifle?
There, you said it again.
Edith runs weeping to the kitchen.
What the hell do you call this?
Daddy, I think you hurt her feelings.
After 23 years of stifles, the dingbat turns on her.
I think you better do something.
Yeah, I think so, too. And I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to step outside and get myself a breath of fresh air. And when your mother gets back to normal out there, just holler for me down the street.
Well, then why don't you stop by the McNabb's and pick up the suitcases you're borrowing?
Good idea.
Michael, you go with him.
Why?
Because I got to have a talk with Ma, okay?
Oh, yeah, yeah, all right. Wait up, Arch.
I'm in the mood for love.
Edith returns, perplexing everyone.
Going.
I'm going to step over to McNabb's and pick up the suitcases we're going to borrow there, Reed. No, don't worry about the dinner. Just keep it warm there for a few minutes, huh? Oh, jeez.
Archie and Michael leave.
Your father is acting so strange lately.
No, Ma, it isn't Daddy. Come on over here for a minute. I want to have a talk with you. I want to show you a magazine I've been reading. And there's an article in it that I think applies to you. Here it is, Ma. Look at it. It explains why you've been having those hot and cold spells lately.
It does?
Yeah, look at the article. Ma, have you been more forgetful than usual?
Forgetful? I don't know. Let me think. Ma, Gloria, what did you just ask me?
Ma, I think I know what's the matter. It's the change.
You mean spring is coming?
No, Ma. Not the seasons. I'm talking about life. Don't you see the forgetfulness, the hot flashes? It's the change of life.
Oh, my. At my age? No, I ain't supposed to change yet.
But, Ma, it says in the article it can start any time after 40.
And when it does, it can turn you into an old woman.
Oh, no, Ma, that doesn't happen nowadays. It's a natural, beautiful time of life.
Beautiful? Well, it don't feel very beautiful. I feel like I'm jumping in and out of a hot bath and somebody's twisting a rubber band around my head.
Oh, Ma, there's nothing to worry about. Look, it says right here, nowadays with simple hormone treatment, there are no unpleasant manifestations.
Well, my Aunt Elizabeth went through this and she didn't get manifestations. She got a mustache.
Read this article. It's written by a very important doctor, and he knows everything about it.
He don't know your father. When Archie hears about this, he ain't gonna love me no more.
Oh, Ma, of course he will.
Oh, I'm sorry. Imagine you having to tell me what's wrong. When I was a young girl, I didn't know what every young girl should know. Now I'm going to be an old lady, and I don't know what every old lady should know.
Oh, Ma, you're not old.
Hold the door, Meathead.
Here's your father. Don't you say a word to him about this. I ain't going to let him see me getting upset.
Oh, hello,
Archie.
Oh, hi. Yeah, back with the bags. See, I just got these McNabb. Ain't they beauties?
But they're black! And black is for funerals, not for vacations!
Way out cash for a new suitcase, and we gotta save all our money for Disney World, huh? Eat it, eat it. Look, McNabb got this other brochure here. Another Disney brochure I want to show you. Sit down in a chair, huh? This has got pictures of the most beautiful things in here. Oh, wait till I show you. There's one of them in here, an all-bear band.
A naked band at Disney World?
No. Eat it. You know, bears, like brown bears, grizzly bears.
Well, I hate bears.
Yeah, but they ain't real bears, Edith. Look.
I hate all bears. Take it away.
I'm just trying to show you something.
Stifle!
What did you say to me?
I said stifle.
Pinch me, will you?
I told you to stifle!
Are you all right?
Leave me alone!
Nobody's doing nothing to you!
You listen to me!
Mom!
All of you listen to me! Well, stop looking at me! I said stifle and I mean stifle! Stifle, stifle, stifle!
She yells in Archie's ear.
We're not going to Disney World or any other world! We're not going anyplace!
Edith stomps up the stairs. A waitress serves Archie and Gloria.
Yeah, thanks. Oh, yeah, miss your cream for the court, may I?
Look, I only got two hands.
You think I ordered a four-course dinner from her, the dope?
Daddy, you're really on edge, aren't you?
Well, why wouldn't I be? Why'd you have to drag me down here to this fancy doctor of your mother, the groinocologist guy?
Gynecologist, Dad.
Oh, all right, whatever. I had to sit up there in that waiting room with all them women, gawking at me, gawking at you. Who knows what they were thinking? Holy cow.
I know you didn't want to go, Daddy, but it's important that you understand about this time of Ma's life.
I ain't understood no time of your mother's life. I miss you. The cream for the court, me, huh?
It's coming.
I ain't seen a good waitress since the Depression.
You know something, Daddy? I haven't been out for an ice cream with you since I was a kid. Remember when you used to take me out all the time?
Certainly I do.
I remember the game you used to play where you'd steal the cherry off the top.
You was wise to me, stealing all them cherries?
Oh, sure I was. You know what I used to do? I used to give them a couple of quick licks first and then put them back on before I let you steal them.
Archie's smile fades.
You've done that, huh?
Hey, Daddy. Ma's all right, isn't she? I mean, the doctor didn't say there was anything wrong except that she's going through menopause.
Shh.
Here's your cream.
Yeah, well, the coffee's cold now.
It was hot when I brought it.
It ain't hot and it ain't good.
The waitress takes his coffee.
Why do you have to talk so loud there about your mother's interior problems?
Sorry.
Hey, keep your voice down.
Daddy, you're just going to have to be patient and extra nice to her for the next couple of weeks.
Ain't I always?
The waitress gives Archie another coffee.
Thank you.
He tries to add cream, but finds the tin creamer empty.
Would you believe that there ain't nothing in there? This dame's is as off the rails as your mother.
At the house.
No, I can't talk about it with you, Mike. It's hard enough talking about it to Gloria.
But, Ma, Gloria explained the whole thing to me.
She did?
Sure, about the hot flashes and the forgetfulness. You don't have to be embarrassed by it. I mean, it's a completely natural thing. You should be excited.
Excited?
Sure. You're starting the best years of your life.
I feel like I'm starting out to the old folks' home. And that's probably what that doctor is telling Archie right now.
Oh, Ma, come on. Don't be silly. This can be a beginning for you. You and Archie, you're secure. You've got your health and you've got each other.
I hope we still got each other.
Oh, Ma. Hey, sure you do. Hey, you got Gloria and me. And someday you'll have grandchildren to look forward to.
Oh, Mike, that's nice. Grandchildren.
Sure.
But that would make me a grandmother.
Crying, she runs up the stairs. Archie and Gloria walk in.
Oh, hi there, meathead.
Hi, Michael.
Hi.
Where's your mother-in-law?
She's upstairs.
Oh, I better go see how she is.
Gloria heads upstairs.
I hope she's laying down up there. I need the rest.
What'd the doctor say?
Oh, he just said that the menopause is a tough time to be going through, especially for nervous types.
So?
So he prescribed these here pills.
Oh, good.
I gotta take 3 of them a day.
What about Mom?
Ah, she'll be all right. Some other pills here for her, too. These are these hormones, which, by the way, the hormones are pretty hot stuff, you know. They do a kind of, what you call, realignment job there on the glands. Of course, your mother-in-law's glands, they don't know which way they're going. And neither does she.
But she's all right.
Oh, yeah, she's all right. But for the next couple of weeks, you can't expect to see the regular dingbat flying around here. Until these here pills take effect, you're going to be looking at super dingbats.
What else did the doctor say?
Nah, he said enough and too much. Tell him you gotta be patient with her, gotta be kind to her all the time, agree with her with everything, nice all the time. Jeez, this change of life is a lousy thing, you know. A man ain't got no say in it at all.
He goes to the kitchen.
Oh, we didn't overdo it, Gloria. No, not at all.
Hey, Ma, you look terrific.
He noticed.
Hey, Daddy, come on out here.
Well, what did you do?
Gloria, put some false eyelashes on me.
Hey, nice.
I hope Archie likes them. Archie!
Oh, hi there, Rita. Did you feel any better?
You noticed something different about me, Archie?
What'd you have in mind?
Look at my eyes.
Oh, yeah, the eyes, yeah. They look terrificated.
You don't like them.
Now, wait a minute. I didn't say that. I do like them on you, Edith. They make you look young.
Oh!
Archie, what are you doing?
Let me alone. I followed Dr. Shaw to see you. Edith, when I was down at the drugstore getting the pills, I picked up a little present for you here.
A present for me? Oh, Archie.
Oh, well, all right, Edith.
She kisses him.
It ain't exactly the Pope Diamond, you know?
She unwraps a tiny battery-operated fan.
What's it for?
Must be a condition, Edith. You know, when you get the hot flushes. Here, let me show you. Hey, see, there's a little switch here. And you just turn it on like that. No, don't be scared of it. Don't be scared of it. No, that's your own individualistic, private, what do you call, cooler. See? Go ahead, shine it on yourself.
Archie winks at Michael and Gloria.
Ain't that nice?
Thank you, Archie.
She frowns.
Don't mention it, Edith.
Oh, I better fill out the guarantee card.
Oh, no. Let me do that for you, Edith, sweetheart.
But I like to fill them out.
Oh, you do? Well, go ahead, then. Fill it out, Edith, by all means. You do that good. Yeah, go ahead.
He scrunches up his face when Edith turns away, then grabs his newspaper.
Now, where the hell is the sports section of this paper, huh?
Oh, I used it to line the garbage pail.
The garbage pail? Oh, you done that, huh? Well, that's all right, Edith. That's a good thing.
Gloria, will you help me set the table?
Oh, sure, Ma.
The women leave.
This here is murder.
Remember what the doctor said.
Hey, Edith. You know, the meathead and me, we've been drooling all day waiting for that beautiful pot roast of yours.
Well, we're not gonna have pot roast. I put it in the oven too early and it burned up.
That's okay, Edith. That's okay. Pot roast, no loss. What else you giving us?
I'm warming up yesterday's soup.
Yesterday's soup is delicious.
Oh!
Edith scurries to the kitchen in tears.
I can't go on with this. No,
easy, boss. I'm going through a tough time, that's all.
Thank God the doctor gave me these pills.
In the kitchen.
Steve, he don't love me no more. He thinks I'm old.
No, he doesn't, Ma. He's just being nice.
Nice? Oh, you heard what he said. Everything is terrific, Edith. He don't mind the pot roast burning up. He don't mind the sports section in the garbage pail. He ain't talking to me. He's talking to some old lady.
How long is this gonna take? Look, there's nothing on the table. I'm so hungry, my belly feels my throat's been cut.
Arch, look, just sit down and take it easy, all right?
All right.
Okay, everybody, soup's on. Keep up the good work, Daddy, and we're trying.
All right, let's just eat, huh? Jeez.
Is the soup all right?
It's A1A, okay, perfect and delicious.
There, you see?
Ma, just eat your soup.
Is it getting lighter in here?
Everyone stops eating and looks around in confusion.
Oh, Ma, it's because your eyelashes fell off.
I must have dropped them in the kitchen.
No, stay where you are, Edie. Stay where you are.
Archie looks down at his soup bowl and pulls out the pair of soggy eyelashes.
Here they are.
Oh, Archie, I'm sorry.
That's okay, Edith. It wasn't in the place where I was eating that.
He continues eating his soup.
Archie, don't you suppose it's time we had a talk?
Why, sure, Edith. You want to talk? Let's talk.
Good. What do we talk about?
Why don't you two talk about the wonderful weekend you're going away on?
Yeah, I want to talk about where we're going.
Yeah, well, that's fine, Edith. I mean, if you want to talk about Florida, let's talk about Florida. And by the way, you know, we ain't confirmed we're going there yet.
No. Not Florida. I want to go to Scranton.
Scranton?
Archie winces.
What is in Scranton?
My cousin Emily.
Your cousin Emily?
You hate Emily.
No, I don't, Edith. I don't hate Emily. I never said that. I never said that at all. No, I like it. And I like a little home in Scranton there and them four cute teenagers. And I think her husband is a real nice guy. And I can't say that I can't go on with this. That's one thing I can't do. I don't believe a word of anything I'm saying around here. This ain't natural. No, I don't like her. I don't like her husband. He's a bum and he always was, and she's a crank and she always was. And I hate their four rotten kids. And the only way you're going to get me to go to Scranton is if some screwball hijacks the aeroplane. I know all about your woman's troubles there, Edith. But when I had the hernia that time, I didn't make you wear the truss.
Come on, Archie.
No, Edith. If you're going to have a change of life, you got to do it right now. I'm going to give you just 30 seconds. Now, come on, change.
Edith smiles.
Can I finish my soup first?
The soup is lousy. Forget it. You get on the phone and call a lodge and confirm that the Bunkers is going on to Florida as pre-deranged.
Yeah, Archie.
Hop on it, Edith.
Right away, Archie. He don't think I'm old. He loves me.
Edith scampers to the phone.
And that is that, your fancy doctor telling me to be agreeing with it, to be kind, to be patient, to be a jerk. I showed the 2 years here how to handle a change of life, and you better remember it, meathead. And now everything is back to normal around here. Edith, are you getting that phone number?
No! I don't want to go to Florida. I don't want to go anywhere. And if you want to make a phone call, you make it yourself.
She throws the phone to the ground and runs up the stairs.
Well,
back to the gynecologist.
Guess who's home?
Oh, Michael, it's Mom and Daddy. They're home.
When Gloria opens the door, Edith and Archie walk in wearing Mickey Mouse ears. Directed by John Rich. Teleplay by Bert Styler. Story by Bert Styler and Steve Zacharias. Script supervision, Norman Lear.
All in the Family was recorded on tape before a live audience.
Story editors Don Nickel, Michael Ross, and Bernie West. Janine Lanero as the waitress. Those Were the Days by Lee Adams and Charles Strauss. Closing theme by Roger Kellaway. Based on Till Death Us Do Part, created by Johnny Spite. CBS recorded at Television City, Hollywood, California. A Bud York and Norman Lear tandem production. Copyright 1971, Tandem Productions Incorporated. A Viacom presentation.